This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Farai Chidea. Now, this is high tech, but not about pop cult and Star Trek. Criminal justice systems in a number of countries are expanding advanced DNA databases to keep track of criminals, also people accused of crimes. But Britain announced today that it plans to scale back its national DNA database. That follows a ruling by the European Court of Human Rights last year criticizing Britain's practice of keeping on file the DNA of anyone who'd been arrested, even if they were not charged with a crime. The BBC's political correspondent Naomi Grimley is with us. So, Naomi, what is the government now proposing?
Well, as you mentioned, the European Union said that it was too indiscriminate, was the word they used, the idea that you could keep someone's data on record for the rest of their lives, even if they've been cleared of any offence. So now the government is suggesting that they still want to hold on to the data of innocent people, but they're going to make it a finite period. So, for example, if you've been arrested but not convicted of a serious violent or sexual offence, they'll still want to keep your data for 12 years. And if you've been arrested but not convicted of any other kind of crime, they still want to hang on to that data for 6 years. So the government says it's better than the old system. But on the other hand, a lot of civil liberties groups say it's still too long to hang on to this kind of personal data.
I'm going to return to the situation in the UK in a moment, but let me just make a comparison. Here in the US, we've been wrestling with this question as well. Last month, the FBI started collecting DNA samples from people who were awaiting trial. So, you know, our train has left the station perhaps a little bit later than yours. And 15 states have already started doing that, collecting DNA samples from people awaiting trial. We're kind of perhaps going the other direction. What kinds of concerns overall does this raise with civil liberties advocates?
Well, they're concerned along a series of lines. I mean, for example, if you go to the American system, as you've suggested, the FBI, I gather, are also taking DNA from detained immigrants. Now, that kind of thing would cause a lot of problems, I think, if it was suggested in Britain. Civil liberties groups say it's just blurring the line between the guilty and the innocent. They're also worried about other things, like, for example, whether criminals are getting more canny at planting DNA at crime scenes. So they're worried that in some cases, the government may be too reliant on DNA evidence for convictions. That said, government ministers are still sticking by these databases. I mean, they say a lot of criminal convictions are brought about because of DNA evidence. And they go further and they say, well, actually, in some cases, people are actually exonerated because of DNA evidence. So you can see it's one of those arguments where both sides of the debate have very fiercely held views.
Last question. It seems here that the UK was responsive to a larger European call on this issue. Is this something where Europe is trying to standardize itself on the DNA issue?
Well, they certainly have a very diverse system if you look at different countries. Perhaps if you look at Italy or Sweden, for example, samples have to be destroyed when someone's acquitted or cleared. In France, on the other hand, they do retain the material for 25 years, though in that case, a judge can actually order it to be expunged if an individual wants it to be. So a very disparate system. And I think, like you say, the European Union will want to have a more standardized procedure.
All right, Naomi Grimley, BBC political correspondent. Thanks.